Hello, this is George Waring, and I'm reporting from the underground here in Uptown Butte. And the column I'm about to read will appear in the Butte Weekly. It's entitled, Fascists Are at the Gates. A government watchdog delivered a dire warning that the United States is in grave danger. Well, my opening today comes from David Badash and the New Civil Rights Movement. It was posted online on June the 11th. I'll read it. Former Director of the United States Office of Government Ethics, Walter Schaub, is sounding the alarm on the current state of democracy in America. Prompted by two stories, the push for infrastructure legislation over voting rights, and a bombshell New York Times report that both Trump attorneys General Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr had spied on Democrats in Congress, including their staffs, their family members, and even their children. Shaw went to work to wake Americans up about just how bad he thinks things are right now. And, this should bother some people, Schaub is placing much of the blame on President Joe Biden's shoulders. I'll quote him. I think Biden's doing a good job with the pandemic and several other things. But I'm increasingly alarmed that he seems clueless about the threat to democracy and doesn't seem to have any real commitment to pushing legislation on voting rights or corruption. And that's dangerous. Schaub continued, I like Biden. Schaub is now a senior ethics fellow at the Project on Government Oversight. And then he qualified. But I'm coming to the conclusion that Biden's clueless about the danger. So what danger? Well, it's defined by Schaub as grave danger. Listen, your online friends can go back to sleep if they want. Just tell them to set their alarm clocks for a quarter to fascism so they don't miss the handover. Well, he seems to be suggesting that fascists are winning. Schaub wrote to the Democratic Party, lose the hero worship and start pounding folks in the White House and Congress who think it's enough to behave better than Trump. They've moved on from worrying about democracy, and they're spending all their political capital on fixing the roads and pipes. Well, this is George speaking now. I was moved to share this depressing information after watching Friday Night News for about a couple of hours. The Department of Justice, employed by Trump to spy on key Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee from 2017 onward. The top Democrats had their families' phone calls and internet messages subpoenaed, delivered to Trump cronies during the lengthy House investigation of Trump's ties with Putin. This is far beyond anything that Richard Nixon engineered in the Watergate scandal. And remember, Nixon's chief admirer, Roger Stone, was Trump's criminal advisor. Trump's Department of Justice was staffed with his personal bodyguards from 2017 onward. We didn't know at the time, but Trump was our king. I think I called him our Fuhrer. On Friday, Rachel Maddow then focused on the ability of Republicans in a Southern California county to so threaten their local election official and his family as to convince him to move on to another job. Just a few hundred death threats, and that well-educated, hard-working Chinese American decided to find another job in San Francisco. Now that is effective Republican Party advertising, isn't it? Think about the millions of dollars the Republican Party can save by giving up expensive television advertising and simply using emails to threaten the lives of all election administrators and their families and volunteers on Election Day. The victory for the Republicans on Election Day is to be guaranteed by high-powered armaments. All it takes is the willingness of a major political party to employ assault weapons borne by criminals to ensure low voter turnout. American history shows this was a common successful practice for decades in the Jim Crow South. The Democrats dominated by racist terror, and they did it for decades. Now, smart Republicans in Southern California are copying such tried and true terror tactics, now aimed specifically at Asian Americans. And so that returns me to the beginning of this short report where I quoted Schaub. He said, "Worry about democracy." This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.